Pasta Lune.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white
coats. Things that bother you never bother me. I'm still happy and fine, ha-ha. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time.
The Looney Bin presents
Looney Bin Radio
with Dinklage the Imp.
Join us for 90 minutes of mirth,
merriment,
and madness
with all your favorites from the Looney Bin.
Would be bringing you the laugh and a half, hour and a half show right here on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. on the Back to Basics Radio Network. For those of you in the Looney Bin, you may have seen the message I sent out yesterday announcing that this very well might be the penultimate show of the Looney Bin laugh and a half, hour and a half show radio show. Let me explain. I started the show back in February with the intent that it was going to enhance the company. It didn't. It's been fun. It's been a ride. But let me tell you, it's really not enhancing the company at all. It's not doing anything but giving me an outlet to talk like an idiot for an hour and a half and play a couple of games and do my song parodies, which are self-indulgent. I mean, it's kind of pointless without it really doing anything to enhance the company. Blog Talk Betty just removed the studio on me. I'm sure you can still hear me though. Yeah, great. Thank you, Blog Talk Betty. That's just wonderful. I love the way that happens. Anyway, the business of the show, whether or not it's going to continue, I don't know. I don't even have my regular co-host tonight. I don't know where she is. Little Aria Blackbird, haven't heard from her all day. And this just leads me to believe that next week is going to be the final episode of the Looney Bin Laugh and a Half, Hour and a Half show. And tune in, we're going to do the best of the song parodies. I'm going to read the best of the Looney Libs. It should be a great show, it's a fun show, and finishes it off, and then I don't have to do this anymore. Because, really, it's
Do you wanna get high?
Yeah, you sound like Aquaman's cousin.
Yeah, your opening theme was like,
no, it sounded good to me, though. It sounded good to me.
It was bubbly to me. It's, I don't know. Mm. But, yeah, well, oh, boy. Yeah, it's a lot of work. God knows what, but this is, I can't blame Skype this time because I'm calling in through Direct Connect. So this is Blog Talk's proprietary way of calling into a radio show.
Yeah. The only thing I can suggest is that you take a really short commercial break, like actually play one of the commercials, call back in and see what happens. It's the only thing I can suggest.
Yeah, I can't call back in because if I end the show,
son of a bitch.
If I take a break, it ends the show. That's the problem. I can't leave. And I don't think it's going to change anything with the way it works with Direct Connect. I don't think calling back in through Direct Connect.
Yay!
Nightmare Child.
Yeah, there is. My Nightmare Child coming in through the underwater sounding version of Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing, Nightmare?
Right in front, standing by. Lock X falls in attack position.
You said what?
A little sci-fi humor for you.
I was going to say you did what for how many cookies on your knees with no knee pads? What?
Like he was switching. I don't know. So that was really weird. But what we're gonna do is we're going to definitely we're gonna have next week will be the last week of the show, and we'll play. We'll do a best of.
Shitty.
I'll do the best of the song parodies and stuff like that. So thank you guys for calling in. Thank you guys for coming to the chat room tonight. We will have a song parody. We will play Loose Lips. We will do everything that we normally do on the regular show. And next week will be a super-duper last final episode. And then it'll be peace and quiet on a Thursday night after that.
And I can enjoy
my week and not have to worry about stopping a radio show that people don't much care about. So
I'm going to tell you straight up. I've asked around. I'm just like, okay, what's going on here? And a lot of people are either working or they're doing something else or outside because it's nice. I don't know.
I got two replies. Two. Out of 250 people in the Looney Bin, I got two replies to my spam yesterday. And one was from Rindersella, and she said it's in the middle of the night. It's at 3. It's at 4 a.m. for her. And she couldn't come. And one was from somebody else. I can't remember who it was. But they said, again, I could show up if it was at the right time, but it's not at the right time for me. It's nice when you see people from the United Kingdom show up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And they want to show up and listen to the radio shows and stuff. That's really nice. But we don't get the numbers that other shows get, and if people, I don't know if maybe having a live on the air match would make a difference or not. I don't know. I didn't want to do that because it was always so boring on every other show, and that they're going, okay, he's done a posted punch and arm bar, and I didn't want to go through all of that stuff. But I was mentioned last week. They said, why don't you just do more games? like Looney lives. No. It's the point of the show was not to do a whole bunch of games and just have games and song parodies the whole time. It was for people to call in and talk about the company and, you know, for GMs to be able to disseminate information to the people. And it isn't really working like that. So we have the inner spam for that, and we have the invites, you know, to tournaments and stuff like that. So there's really no reason. There's no. I mean, it's kind of pointless to have a radio show when the people in the company don't really come to it. So for that reason, this will be the what we call the penultimate episode of the show. And I might even end the episode a little early just because I don't have a whole lot to talk about, and it's just kind of silly to go 90 minutes for nothing. But I do have a song parody. No idea how to segue into it.
Oh my god, I can hear you properly. You sound good. Holy shit. You know what?
The planets aligned.
The
planets aligned finally, and
yeah.
Holy shit, Batman!
My voice.
I was used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Well, you know, you do the best you can. You never know what you're going to get on the blog talk or how the internet is weird and stuff, tea pans and whatnot. But like I said, let me see if I. Okay, yeah, here we go, finally. Now, sometimes, you know, every time I look for an audio clip, Blog Talk Betty kicks me out of the studio, and I have to open up the studio again, so that's kind of a pain in the ass.
Betty's a bitch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Betty's a bitch. So I had this song parody set up. I was trying to figure out a way to segue into it. But you know what? What we're going to do is I'm just going to go right ahead and go right into the song parody. It's about taking a shit, actually. And
oh, God.
Not exactly the sort of thing that you would think would be a good song parody. But as I was sitting there listening to this, and I have to admit, this is a little self-indulgent. This goes back to when I was a kid. I used to listen to a lot of 50s music and stuff. There was a nostalgia craze with the Happy Days and the American Graffiti movie Can't Come Out, and the American Graffiti soundtrack was excellent. And here's a song from my past that tells me it's sort of a thing. Somebody asked me on the internet. This is how this works. Somebody asked me on the internet. They said, "What is your least favorite thing? What is your least favorite thing?" And people were going like, you know, anchovies on pizza, you know, and stuff like that. And I said, irritable bowel syndrome. And people were like, ew, what the hell? I'm like, you know, you're constipated. You have diarrhea and then you're constipated. And I thought, oh, what a stupid thing. And then I was listening to this song parody. It reminded me, I don't know why it reminded me of that. But anyway, it goes something like this.
Kerplunk, I was taking a dump. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah, feeling cool, dropped the kids off at the pool, thinking everything was alright. Well, I jumped off the job, put my feet on the floor, sprayed some air freshener and opened the door, and then a bing bong, I jumped back on the john. Well, how was I to know a second wave was coming on? I was a swishing and a splashing, clenching with the tension, balls kept moving in the toilet bowl, and hey, yeah! Kerplop, I'm glad I didn't flop over my living room rug. Yeah, drip drop, was it ever gonna stop? I must have caught some nasty bugs. Well, there was hot liquid shooting out of my ass. Now I am afraid to even pass gas. Well, kerplunk, the whole thing kinda stung. I went and put fresh underwear on. Yeah, I was blowing in the bowl. Squeezing was my pleasing, moaning and a groaning, even mercy flushing. Hey, yeah! king up on the throne, yeah. Flip, flap, flip, flap, yeah. I was a squishing and a smashing. One time I was a shitting and a stashing. Woo woo, I was a bound moving, grooving. Wiping and a griping. I had to download a brown load. Oh, somebody pass me a newspaper.
Oh yeah, flip flop. And during that little segue, I have. Come on, Blog Talk. Oh, come on. Okay, single of course
figure.
Not. Kicked out of the studio again. How beautiful.
Single
okay.
Figure. When you're a kid, what you just sung about is the funniest shit ever.
Yeah, it was a shitty subject, and that's for damn sure. Well, when I was out during the song, I got a message from somebody.
Look at that fluffy unicorn. He's so fluffy, I'm gonna die.
Hey, it's little Aria Blackbird. Hello there, Aria.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. Yeah, I heard you're not feeling too good tonight.
Aw. No, I'm not. I've been sick for a while now.
Oh, thank you for gracing us with your presence here on the radio.
People see about it.
Yeah, if you didn't hear earlier, I have kind of decided that this would be the second to last show next week. We're going to have the last show. We're going to do the best of the song parodies, and we're going to do the best of the Looney Libs and stuff like that. And then there won't be any more Looney Bin show on Thursday nights. So just letting you know,
damn.
Aria, that one more week after this, and that's it. We're good. We're good to go. And I'm glad you can make it, honey. Out in the let's see, Ari, do you want to read who's out in the chat room? Can you see that, or are you?
I can. We have Gordson, two guests,
three guests,
Hollywood Rick Brutal, Nightmare Child, or as I like to call him, Bag of Dicks, Prosperity Wrestling Radio, and Tank Girl.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. So, yeah, those are the few, the proud, the Marines. Those are the attendees for tonight. So what's going to happen here is I'm going to do a little bit of Looney Libs, and then we're going to end the show early. So this way you can get to bed, and we can all get on with our lives. But I do want to have some fun and do the Looney Libs. So why don't we get into that now, and I'm going to mute everybody in the chat room. Everybody, all of Tank Girl and Nightmare Child. And, Aria, you will do your thing for the Looney Libs.
Yes, it's time to play
Looney Libs. It's that mad game where you give us a part of speech and we plug it into a news story of the day. Get ready in the chat room, because you are going to play Looney Libs!
Okay, and Tank Girl and Nightmare Child, of course, Tank Girl, you should know this. You invented this. Do not answer in the chat room until Aria types in the part of speech that we need. And the first thing I want is a country. Give me a country.
There's a slight problem with that. I can't type because I can't get into the show.
Oh, all right. Well, wait until count to 25 and then type. Okay. But you can see it. You just can't type there. Right, Aria?
Latveria.
You can see it, but you can't type.
Yes.
Okay.
Atlantis.
Country, Atlantis, okay? That's it? Atlantis? Come on, people.
Bulgaria, America, and Canada. Japan. France. Spain. Italy, Kazakhstan.
Okay, we're good. We're good. Give me a company name. Company name. Any company you want. A company you want to make fun of, maybe a little bit.
WGME13.
No idea what that is.
KFC. McDonald's. Hewlett Packard. Coke. UPS. Pepsi Cola. Adam and Eve. Body Shop, Asshole Incorporated. Do 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 do. Kmart.
Okay. Let's have a few different things. Let me see. Let's have a noun. Let's have a plural noun. Let's make it plural. More than one.
Come on, people.
Plural noun. More than one. Come on. And use your dirty noggin. Of course, you three guests, if there are still three, you can't really participate unless you are able to log in. Go to the top of the screen. Find that pull-down menu that says settings and go to change display name. And you can actually log in with a display name. It doesn't even have to be your display name. It just has to be a display name. So you can log in as incognito if you want.
All right. We have dumbasses, dildos, pussy eaters, vibrators, flaming dildos, cocksuckers, pocket rockets. Hitmen, ass fuckers.
Okay. Let me just populate some of these here, because there is more than one. Oh boy. Let me have an event. What is any kind of event, something that's like happens maybe annually or semi-annually or once a century or something?
I like potatoes. Woodstock. Boston Tea Party. Come on, guys. We need events. Things that have happened.
Things that have happened.
Gotham City Annual Parade.
Uh-huh.
Somebody likes Batman.
Yeah.
Why do we only have one participant? Kiss Alive Tour.
Yes, it's Nightmare Child is the only participant. I'm not even looking, and I can tell this.
Pretty much. That's about it. It's just Nightmare Child.
Right. All right. Let me have the name of a town, or city, district, whatever.
Yeah. Towns, cities. Olympus. Grammys, Tony, Metropolis. Sorry, my eyes aren't working today.
That's okay. Yeah, we're done with the events. yeah, we need a name of a town. We have Olympus and Metropolis so far.
Tokyo, Toronto. Hell.
Hell, Michigan.
Heaven. Purgatory, Detroit.
Well, we already had hell. That's a bit. That's a bit of a redundancy, I would say. Let me have the name of somebody that we'd like to make fun of, take the piss out of, so to speak.
We like to make fun of everybody, Dink.
Not me. No. I'm sweet and lovable.
Well. Not you specifically, but in general. Come on, we need to make fun of people, guys. Barack Obama.
Okay, we're done with the town names. Thank you very much. And we're on to Barack Obama, Donald Trump.
Hillary.
Yes.
The Miz? King Kong Bundy? Rusev? Seth Rollins? At my house we call him Seth Fuckface. Not gonna lie. Rusev's girlfriend. Her name is Lana, by the way.
Whose girlfriend?
Rusev's. Her name is Lana.
Oh, okay. Yes. Let me have a number. Give me a number, people out there in the chat room. A number, number, number.
You really have to ask. You know it's going to be 69.
Yeah, well, that's probably going to be. But I need
zero.
Two numbers. Zero.
Trump is not a number. N69, there it is. Double O 7 and 73.
What else do I need here? Give me a rank in like a military rank. Something a little different.
Captain, sergeant, major, admiral, lieutenant, seaman, seaman, private, general. Commander. Private first class.
Yes, see.
Detective, drill sergeant. Chief, Master Chief, Ensign, Commissioner.
All right, I need one more. I need a noun. And let me tell you, you people did not come up with my favorite rank. I liked the Rear Admiral. Come on, Rear Admiral, it's the best. But all right, give me a noun.
Now,
animal,
now,
vegetable,
now.
Mineral.
Asparagus. Monkey.
You got a lot of
asparagus
on, in this game. There's a lot of asparagus going on here.
Whale. Porcupine, dinosaur, low-hanging fruit. That is bald, right?
No, anyway. not necessarily. Low-hanging fruit is usually means like easy targets to, you know, something easy to get. But it could mean testicles as well. So there you go, low-hanging fruit. And I think actually we are done with this this one. Let me just go over real quick, make sure all the highlighted things are taken care of. Blah 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 blah. Yes, this looks good. Okay. Oh well, no. One more. One more noun.
Cheesecake, quail, tomato, iron, dingleberry. quartz, adamantium, radon, diamonds, Brampton, kryptonite. Coal, carbonite.
I didn't ask for elements, but that's okay. I think we're done with this, so I'm going to bring our callers back on, and we're going to read the penultimate edition of Looney Lives. Yes, here we come. Thank you, people in the chat room and everything. And Looney Lives for tonight goes like this. Animal, vegetable, or mineral. Yeah, I did. I did say mineral, so I guess it's true. It goes like this. The AdamandEve.com movies contain plenty of vibrators about how old semen Bulgaria is, but 666? That's old. The patriotic AdamandEve.com comics hero celebrates his 666th anniversary this year. To mark the occasion, AdamandEve.com is using San Diego Comic-Con to unveil a special tribute, a one-of-a-kind 69-foot-tall bronze semen Bulgaria statue. The statue, which literally weighs a ton, was unveiled at AdamandEve.com's Woodstock booth Wednesday. Scale replicas of the ass fucker will be available for purchase as well.
That's that fun.
Seaman Bulgaria's likeness will hit the road, traveling via Dingleberry Quail to the character's hometown of Hell, Michigan. To the rest of Bulgaria and the world, he's Seaman Bulgaria. To us, he'll always be Donald Trump, just a kid from hell. Hellboro President King Kong Bundy said in a statement, hell is proud to be the base of celebrations for Captain's Asparagus. And that was it. That's where he lives. For this July 21st. And I want to thank you people in the chat room and you guys on the call for that. And with that being said, we're just about... we're about a half an hour into the show, and you know that's really all. That's really all I have for today. Don't really have a whole lot more planned. I just wanted to come on and say that next week we will have a much bigger show, and it will be the best of the song parodies and the best of the Looney Libs. I went back and read through some of the Looney Libs, and I was laughing my ass off at the, instead of the Easter Bunny, we had the Tortellini Camel. Oh, man, I had tears in my eyes. The Tortellini Camel. Oh, man, that was funny to me.
How about when they said, hit her so hard that her nipples fell off her breast?
I hit her in the tits. Yeah, he punched her in the tits so hard her nipples fell off. That was a good one. That one's going to make it, too. So, yeah, I was reading through them, highlighting the ones that I thought were the best, the funniest. And we will read some of those, and we will hear some of the song parodies of the past. Of course, the song parodies actually started when Wildfire was my hardcore GM, and she had written a song parody, and I got the words to it, and I said, I have to sing this. So I recorded it. And I said, I'm going to play this on the air and blow her mind. And that was that's how it started. It wasn't really part of the show at all. It was just something I thought I would do one time and it would be funny. But it was good. It was funny. And I was hoping she would write more. And she told me she would write a song parody every other week. So she was supposed to do one and I was supposed to do one and she was supposed to do one. But she never did them. So I just had the one. It was a song. It was a parody to the song You're So Vain. You know, what I'm going to do is instead of sitting here and talking for another 48 minutes, I'm just going to thank everybody, and we're going to bring the show to an early conclusion. So thank everybody in the chat room. Thank you, guys. Thank you. And if you're listening in on the replay, if you desperately, desperately, desperately want this show to continue, you can petition me by sending me a spam, but that's, you know, really, it's a break for everybody. It'll definitely be a break for me to not do a show like this every week. So I want to thank my co-host, little Aria Blackbird, who's not feeling very well, and Tank Girl and the Nightmare Child for calling in.
All you ass fuckers.
All you people in the chat room. Thank you very much, and we're going to end the episode. Thank you, and we will see you next week for the final episode of the Looney Bin Laugh and a Half, Hour and a Half show, which was only about 45 minutes this week. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.